point. Stuart Lane in Birmingham, you're a creative arts organisation.
Yeah, I work for a creative arts organisation called Round Midnight, yeah.
And so are you seeing some way of just bringing in maybe slightly troubled kids?
Yeah, well, we've been sort of working in the field of theatre and education since 1992, you know, bringing plays around schools on various subjects, things like youth homelessness. And we did a piece on a knife crime, which we toured around schools, and it was going really well. But we were approached by an organisation called BDH Interactive, who do virtual reality. Yeah. And they were wondering if there was a crossover between what we did, sort of educational work, and VR. And with the support of Innovate, the government's funding body, we put together a prototype that actually looked at young people, knife crime, gang culture, violent behaviour, but through the prism of VR. And so when you put the headset on, you're a young person and you've been introduced to a group of lads, and girls for the first time, who, you know, you don't know what you're being asked to do, what you're going to implicate you in, and you have to make some decisions there and then.
Gosh, you've got me completely with that. Fascinating. I've only ever put a VR headset on once, and that was to walk the plank out of the window of an 85-floor building. Now,
that didn't do me any good at all.
Yeah, you've done that one, right? Yours sounds much better.
As far as I'm aware, ours is completely unique because, as you say, when you do that sort of thing, you're in a sort of weird environment. You're sometimes walking through a pyramid, that sort of thing, or an alien world. Whereas in ours, it's actually filmed using real young people in an alleyway standing in Birmingham.
Right.
And so, as you know, it's not a fantastical world. It's a world that young people recognise, with young people that they recognise, played by young people who are about 16, 17.
Sure. And then, so when you're in the VR environment with your headset on and they say, will you join our gang? And you say no... Yeah. Does it then go one of two directions? Does the story change?
Absolutely. You can go in any direction. They'll ask you, you know, why you're here, why you're talking to us. And you might, you know, you get an option. You know, you might say, because I'm bored appears on the screen, just for a laugh. And you focus on one of those answers on either side of the VR screen, and that's the one that it picks.
Great. It sounds brilliant. Stuart, thank you so much for talking about that. Stuart Lane in Birmingham. Just tell us what the charity was again, Stuart.
Well, we're called Round Midnight, and the programme's called Virtual Decisions.
Brilliant.
Welcome back.